Riley from Members Credit Union. Members First Credit Union. How are you, sir?
Good. I can't believe it's nearly a year since the last time we spoke already at Belfast, and now we're in Vienna this year, and I think the weather is following us around.
It's a little warm.
Yeah, it was extremely hot in Belfast last year, and it's even hotter this year in Vienna, so... Yeah.
I remember all the locals saying last year, like, what is going on here? It was like in the 80s and just baking.
Don't get weather like that in Ireland. So, and again, I'm not used to the weather here, but we'll struggle.
We'll do. We'll make do. All right. We'll make do. Hey, you gave me a really cool topic to talk about here, or you talk about rather. Don't forget about your members. Don't forget your members are human. And I went, oh my gosh, that's perfect. Because we get so, like you were talking before the recording, we get so stuck in the data, so stuck in the digital, all that type of stuff that we're pushing these days. But don't forget about, we're all humans here. What's your take?
Yeah, and the people behind it, I mean, if any industry is going to look about the humans, it's credit unions, you know, it's for the people. But, you know, not only is data a real important thing when it comes to marketing, but we see now in the financial services industry, we're talking a lot about fintech, how technology is disrupting the industry. And my fear is that we will forget about the people behind that, and we just keep looking at all this innovation. You know, if you think about getting your morning coffee, walking into a coffee shop and all of a sudden there's a robot serving your coffee, the barista's gone.
Yeah.
You know, that conversation you have is lost. She doesn't know that you're lactose intolerant. You know, the robot doesn't know this stuff. So all that they know is to serve coffee and take the money. And that's where human interaction comes in. You know, that experience you get going into the coffee shop. You know, all those little things add up to that whole experience. And my fear is that people think fintech is the solution, but I believe that human element is always gonna win. And we see that kind of going full circle. You know, the whole likes of mindfulness, these apps like Headspace, we see people actually wanting to come away from technology. That the Nokia 3210 is reinventing itself and it's been relaunched. You know, we're so consumed by technology, data, there's so much noise coming at us every day in our phones, in our pockets, on apps, and it's just too much. So you see people now trying to have these digital detoxes where they want to switch off. And people are becoming, years ago it was viewed as something that hippies done, but now we're all big into yoga, meditation, mindfulness, because technology has taken over.
Gotta unplug.
And for marketeers and for me as someone who's in that role, I think we need to remember that people are human. And as all talk about B2B, B2C, I think it's important that we're H to H, which is human to human.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
You need to trademark that.
Yeah, absolutely,
Darren.
Absolutely. And
H to H.
You know, we come so consumed up in these tags that we give different demographics, like millennials, like Gen Z, that we forget again that they're human.
Mm-hmm.
And millennials aren't unique. I mean, we spoke about them last year. I'm still nearly fed up hearing the term millennials. You know, they're humans. And I know 60, 70-year-olds that are more millennial than I am, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
I fit more into the millennial mindset than I actually do. And I think when it comes back down to marketing and looking at being human, it's passion.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm able to find out what someone's passionate about, I can communicate with them. So I can resonate with someone that could be 50, 60. If we've something in common, we're going to click.
Mm-hmm.
So me and you, we're big into marketing, journalism, broadcasting. That's something we can relate on. So I know immediately what's your passion, and that's how I market to you. Not based on your age or you know, where you live. That tells me where I need to place the content, but it doesn't tell me what you're passionate about. So you see a lot of brands using the data to try and target their members, but they're targeting based on their age demographic, you know, where they're located. But that doesn't give you enough information to tell you what are they passionate about, that you can deliver content that's really going to engage them. And I think you need to earn your right to engage with someone first. So that content has to be relevant to who they are.
I'm glad you brought up the coffee example, because immediately Starbucks came to mind. I mean, we talk about Starbucks till the cow, like you said, till the cows come home. But you get a relationship with the barista behind the counter. They get to know you, and like you said, they know your drink, or sometimes they know your family and all that type of stuff. That's the connection. That's part of the reason why I think Starbucks is so successful, because they make that connection with H to H, like you said.
It's a human approach, and that's what people now crave. They want a human experience, and I don't think, we still have competitors, and we'll still be judged against our competitors, but I think now what we're really judged on is the experience. If you give someone a really good experience, they're going to remember that, they're going to come back. And yes, technology has a role to play in that, and it can help deliver a much more powerful experience, but if you can match that with the human element, you're really on to a winner. And I know in Ireland, we see a huge shift from the banks who are leaving the main streets of many towns They're closing down branches, and I feel for credit unions, that's their opportunity. That's their opportunity to fill that void and really go gung-ho with that and show that we're the experts in this personal human experience. So when everyone else is off getting bombarded with technology, we're there speaking to our members and engaging with them and having that experience.
I think it can work. I think it can work both ways. You can still have the technology and the digital experience, but you can still have the human element as well.
Absolutely. And that's where I think we need to make sure it's balanced and complemented, that we don't get so hung up on all this technology and innovation that forget that there is humans behind it and that we're not all robots and that we are human as well, which we often forget. But not only are we are human, and we're allowed to make mistakes and show that. And even that is a good endorsement for a brand. You know, people are, when it comes to social media, they can often be cautious of, well, what if something negative happens? Well, what better way to show your professional tact than to handle a negative situation and turn it into a positive outcome? So again, that's all about being human. You know, show that on an open platform and engage with that.
That's how you win people over, you know?
Absolutely,
there's a problem, hey, I'll solve it for you. And everybody gets to see it at the same time on social media.
And that said, you couldn't get a better endorsement than that. That's, you know, they're shown, you have nothing to hide, it's completely public. So yeah, I think there's definitely benefits to all this technology and innovation. I just want to bring it back to its roots a bit and bring it back to the people and not get too hung up in all the data.
So wrap up question here for you, because I know you got a lot of people to see and you're a busy guy here. Let's connect the dots to the credit unions. What, any advice for credit unions, what they can do to enhance their human element in the next...
I think the first thing that credit unions need to do, besides what I just spoke there, is... And we may think that we already have this summed up, but I don't think we do. And I haven't yet seen one credit union that I felt has really nailed marketing when it comes to members. Because we still have all these misconceptions out there, and we're included in that, that people still don't grasp credit unions. And I think that comes down to not really knowing who we are. I know we know who we are, but I think we need to define that a lot more and really say this is who we are as a credit union, because there's so many credit unions with different visions, different product lines, different levels of service, that it's just so disjointed. And I think the clearer you become on who you are, it's much easier to communicate that message. So positioning, I think, is really important for credit unions to look at and how they're positioning themselves in today's market. And I really think that, you know, that human element's really going to help get that across and position them to really resonate with people. But yeah, the millennials still seems to be a demographic that we're not tapping. But I really think that we need to speak to them on their passions, you know. And that goes for every generation. We need to market based on what is it. So marketing based on these social tribes instead. So find out what it is they're passionate about and speak to them that way. And speak to them on the platforms they're using. And don't use data like age and location to try and form content.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't tell me what they like.
Yeah.
So we go off writing blogs and videos all about, yeah, they're this age, and okay, the stereotypes say that they're into this, this, and this,
yeah,
so let's throw that at them.
Yeah.
No, find out what it is. Speak to these social groups, and I think that's a really strong human approach to marketing. The personalized it is, it's really going to make a difference.
Darren, always an adventure.
Pleasure, yes.
Always great information. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a little bit. Talking millennials.
Yes. We all need...